Listening 13, Criminal Law.
This taped interview is being conducted at Dewsbury Police Station on 14th of August 2009 at 1300 hours, in accordance with the Police and Criminal Evidence Act 1984 and Code and Practice. Could you give your names for the benefit of the tape, please? I am Police Constable PC2054 Broadbent. Also present in the room are PC1036 Smith and Mr. Andrew Johnson, who is the suspect in this case. Mr. Johnson, you're being interviewed under caution on suspicion of burglary. You do not have to say anything, but it may harm your defence if you do not mention, when questioned, something which you may later rely on in court. Anything you do say may be given in evidence. Do you understand?
Yes. What am I being accused of?
The purpose of this interview is to establish some facts and to take a statement from you in connection with the burglary that took place last night at 8 Oaks Drive in Middleton. Where were you last night?
I fail to see how I could be connected to this burglary.
Okay, let me tell you the facts. We received a call from the owners of the property at 8 Oaks Drive early this morning, informing us that a burglary had taken place while they were on holiday. The officers attending the scene discovered a broken French window, the point of entry, and were informed that a number of items were taken from the premises. A TV and DVD set, a mobile phone, a quantity of cash, and some jewellery. Some of these items were later recovered from an alleyway nearby. One of the officers investigating the scene noticed a drop of blood on the broken glass. Forensics were called in. The sample was analysed and it matched some of the DNA on our records. Yours, precisely. You have got previous convictions, haven't you, Mr. Johnson? So I suggest that you just tell us what you were doing last night and where.
You can't pin this one on me. You're picking on me just because I've been in trouble before. If I did this house over, where are my dabs then, huh?
Even if you're refusing to cooperate right now, I think we have enough evidence to charge you. And you will have to explain in court how your blood got onto the glass in the property that has been burgled. It is true that your fingerprints aren't the stolen goods or anywhere in the house, but we have found some fingerprints there and we're checking our records to see if they belong to anyone who was in trouble with the law before. Perhaps a friend of yours. You did not have to be inside the house to be charged with burglary. You may simply have been an accomplice, aiding and abetting those who were inside. For example, acting as a lookout. So unless you can give a credible explanation of how your blood got there, you are still likely to be found guilty.
I don't have to talk to you. I want my lawyer.
That's fine. We will terminate the interview for now, but you will be remanded in custody. You've got the right to make a telephone call. You may contact your own solicitor if you wish, or we can arrange for a duty solicitor to attend. You're entitled to legal aid, as you well know. In the meantime, I'm going to pass you on to the custody sergeant while I contact the Crown Prosecution Services. As this is an either-way offence, and you do have previous convictions, it will be up to the CPS to decide whether you should be charged with this offence. Then we'll have to get you to court, where they will decide whether to grant your bail application, which your solicitor will undoubtedly make. If the magistrates feel you may abscond, you will remain on remand.